Now, the Rambam is in two places. First, the Rambam is in Chazir's Perek Vav, Halacha Daled. Halacha Daled. V'chein l'isho shel lachas shliach. We hope he will get me a Bible. He's going to make a shliach avoy. V'in shliach im ochel v'avoy. Tzorchei. That's what I'll be shliach im ochel. Of Gerash, of Get. Now in Peregrine and Lukashishis, Halachat as well, the Raman connection with the Shliach of Gishin. Kolorit the Shliach with Kabbalah Gishin, Tzorech Vatesi with Neidim. Avoyisho the Shliach with Kabbish Vayisho, in Tzorech Vatesi Beidim. She is walking Neidim with Shlichat Rish, and will be a king of Adobo, only the poet. Lefichoch in Heidu HaShliach v'Abshaleach, in Tzrich Neidim, in Shliach HaGet. וכמשליח שירשו להפסק לתחום ובחיים תמיד בכל מוקים ששלוח יש עוד כמייסי לצורכי So everybody agrees that שליח לקבול לבין ושלא לקבול לקבל לבין But the meaning of שליח ללוחה קוראת לרמב״ם קבל זו מייסי לכיבור נעתים ומקים עדו קוראת לרעיבת מייסי בדין of שליח ללוחה לקבל לבין ומקים עדו כותב הרעיבת אין מרק אין כותב הרעיבת אין עמדים בדין ורעיבת When the Shliach HaGet, what the Rambam Shraye? The Rambam Shraye is because we see that the Shliach HaGet does not need a name. So he says it's not right that the Shliach HaGet gets Mechiyach on. And in the Tchum in Tzorchim in Kwao, I was wishing that the Shnei Leidu, in the Kroon, can read the Shliach, but the Shliach not me last one. So the Rambam Shraye says, it's not right from the fact that the Shliach Lohche doesn't have to produce any. The reason is why the Shliach Lohche doesn't have to produce any because he has to get in his hand. So the Chassidim themselves are Eidim and the Mimashim. That's also part and parcel of the Rai of Storet. Because how does the Rai of Storet work? How does the Rai of Storet work? Now, if someone produces a star of void so he can collect from the mouth, what's the Rai? Do the Eidim testify? Does it mean that the Eidim who has me the star that they saw the Alvoy, the Alvoy is take the star of the Lord, the Lord of the Shema So the Lord can tell the Eidim to has me the star, to execute the star, even though the Lord is not around. So when the Eidim has me the star, they don't know whether the Alvoy or not. Many times, the Lord tells the Eidim to has me the star of the because he expects to take a loan from a certain amount of debt. And then he changes his mind after the Eidim has made the Shtar Al-Goye and they give it to the Levi. So the Levi changes his mind and he doesn't take him bow anymore. He doesn't take him bow anymore. So how can the Levi testify on the Al-Goye that did not as yet take place? Normally, the Alvoy takes place after the execution of the Shtar, and the Eidim Chasme before the Alvoy. Because the Malveh wants to be sure, he wants to be secure that he is going to have a Shtar. So he wouldn't give the Levi the money until he has the Shtar first. So he cannot have the Shtar until the Eidim signs. So normally the Eidim signs the Shtar Alvoy already Shtar before the Alvoy takes place. So how does it serve the Rai? That's the Rai of Storet. Because the Rai of Storet is based upon the Tzitzis Ashtar. By Tzitzis Ashtar. So in other words, because when they even have the Ashtar, they give it to the Rebbe, they wouldn't give it to the Malveh. How is the Malveh able to have it in possession? Obviously, the Malveh lent the money to the Rebbe, so then he demanded the Ashtar, so the Rebbe turned over the Ashtar to the Malveh. So it's not just a Chochet Zodi. It's not an extraneous Rai. This is how the Rai of Storis operates. And the Rai of Storis means the Rai of Eidim. So the Eidim Ashtar are Eidim on the Alvoye, even though the Alvoye took place after the sign. And by yet, so when do the Eidim sign again? Before the Gerash takes place. So still, the Eidim Chsime are Eidim Hagodeh and Eidim Piru. I'm the Gerashim because this is how the Rai of Storis operates. So the Rai says, Enoch Aname, that the meaning of Shliach Liloche requires anything with him at all. But they were. So how is it that when a shliach hands over the gift to the mission, he doesn't have to produce anything? How do we know? There's no eating, is there anything with him at all? The answer is, they ate the fear of the gift, just as they are eating people, and the Ephraim and the Nazim Datam Israel, they are eating people, and the new Ashrichas too. Because after all, how does the get come to the into the hands of the Shriach? What is the Shriach to do with the proud get? He's not a husband. So what does the Shriach say? I have to get my possession because the husband appointed me as the Shriach. So mainly the fact that he has to get his possession is Nechiachol. That corroborates his testimony. So we have a Rai of Shtoret. So it's considered, so every time when the Baal appoints the Shliach, Yiloche, to deliver the get to the Misho, and then the get, the Shliach has the get, so the chfime of the get are considered as any bill on the Mila Shlichet, not only on the Bereshin, but on the Mila Shlichet as well. So in Mele, now the Kasha is raised against the Raya. The Raya says, that he shows not different than all other stories, and just as most stories. There is a law that we are Heshish from Israel. When a Levi produces, when a Baal produces Mishnah, when a Kabbalah Matzah produces Mishnah, when a Mekeach produces Mishnah. So if I get to, we are Heshish from Israel, even if she produces the get, until she is Mekaimed. But here, the Mishnah says, I'm going to get out this oil, which is also even for an Echtam, for an Echtam. Only Misha Leilari. But why is it better than when the Misha itself produces it? The answer is, we are only Heshish, maybe the Misha was designed it. Just as no story. When Malbe produces the star of Oye, we are Heshish, maybe the Malbe forged it. When the Mikabal Matoni produces the star, maybe he forged it. But we are not Heshish, maybe the Shriah forged it. Why should the Shriah forge it? But is it his business? We are not Heshish, maybe the Shriah forged it. So as long as we know that he was appointed Shriah by the Baal, to hand over the get to the Misha, from the Mele, we don't have to. So there is no chash, shemo yishu zinfoy, because the shliach is handing over the get to the Misha, and the Sfar, and how do we know that he's the shliach? Maybe he's the shliach. The answer is, didn't the shliach. So in other words, so the Raivet is maybe that that get him out that me when Shliach delivers the get from out of Israel, so there is no requirement of being Mikai. There is no requirement. The Raivichiti is when the Gerashim takes place not to a Shliach. So there, the Raivichiti is that whether the Misha produces the get from out of Israel, or the Misha produces the get in Chutzlaret, so she has to be Mikai in it. In the same way as any other star, that is the Shtetai. From the Rajbo it's much more, and the Rivosh in Simen Shim Pivo said it explicitly in the name of the Rajbo. And it's much more from certain machines in Chidusha Rajbo here in Gittin, that his Shite is not the identical Shite of the Raivet. According to the Raivet, it doesn't make any difference whether a Misha produces the get in Chutzlaret or a Misha produces the get in Eretz Yisrael. So she has to be Mekayim. Only the Shliach in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be Mekayim. Because then we don't have to be Cheshish. We don't have to be Cheshish, maybe the Shliach was Mizayim. We only have to be Cheshish, maybe the one who was devoted to be Mizayim, the Misha. But if the Shliach hands over, so then we don't have to be Cheshish. But if the Misha produces the get, whether she produces the get in Chutzlaret, or she produces the get in Eretz Yisrael, she has to be Mekayim. Otherwise she cannot get married. The Rajbo Shite is that when the Misha expected to be kind of get and before that, so without that feeling, So Beis Din will not give her a heter to get married. That is, if Elisha produces a get in Medina Tayama, in Chutzlaret. But suppose Elisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, then there is no need for Kirim Aged. There is no need for Kirim Aged. Why? Because according to the Raivet Chite, you see, according to the Raivet Chite, so there is no special kuret vis-a-vis get. The only special kuret vis-a-vis get is in connection with the shliach. Because in Shtoret, in Kolatere Kuret, when the Achot is not named on the Mikayet, here by get, the shliach is named. Even though he's only one, he's not way. That's the only leniency that the Chachomim applies to get according to the Raivet. Mashaike, when Elisha vis-a-vis the Elisha herself who produces the get, so the same thing that applies to all Shtoret applies to get. Now, let's say, if a Malve produces Ishtar Ovoi against the lady, can he collect? He cannot collect unless he's Mikayet. Does it make a difference in connection with Ishtar Ovoi, whether the Malve produces Ishtar Ovoi Shein Yichuye in Eretz Yisrael or he produces a Chutzlaret? So not only is the Malve produces Ishtar Ovoi against the lady in Chutzlaret, he cannot collect unless he's Mikayet. Even if the Malve produces Ishtar Ovoi in Eretz Yisrael, so if the same thing applies, he wouldn't be able to collect unless he's Mikayet. The same thing according to the Raivet is true of Gerash. Mashaik in the Rajbashitayim, that there is a special leniency in regard to Gerash. And the general takone of King Shtores, that the Chachomim apply to other Shtores, which applies Bebe or Tishoyim Bebe Chutzlores, so it does not apply to Gerash. In other words, by other Shtores, so in the Rabbonon, as long as the star is not in Skyim, so the Mechtero is Yusuf Ibezni is lucky. The Mechtero is Yusuf Ibezni is lucky, in the Rabbonon. That's by other stars. Masheim King Gabigeh, so in Shurigune, the Chachomi did not apply this Sakone, that without him the Mechtero is Yusuf Ibezni is lucky. But, for the same reason, that the Chachomi won't be Sakim Bechutlo, that a shliach has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. Why? Because in order that the Baal should not be able to be Miyareir, and the Tehidim is saying Mikayim, so for the same reason the Chachomim or Misakim, that is the Misha herself produces the Getno Chutzloret. And Chutzloret is a place of the Tehidim is saying Mikayim, so she also has to be Mikayim. But vis-a-vis a shliach, who is shliach in Chutzloret, so that Akonet Chachomim was that it can be Miskayim, not after its waiting, but by the shliach himself. Vis-a-vis a Misho who produces the Getno Chutzloret, so the Akonet Chachomim was, because of the Yidin Yitzri Kaimei, that she has to be Mikayim at waiting, not to an event. But the same Takone, so according to the Raivet, so the requirement of Kiyum Aged, when the Misha produces a get, is the same requirement as Kiyum Ashtar in all stories. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether the Misha produces a get for Chutzloret or the Misha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rajbo, so Misha Migune, the Chachomim applied a special leniency to get. And Mimele, if Elisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to be Mikayim. Doesn't have to be Mikayim. No Shtoret yet, but nothing yet. Mashaike, if Elisha produces a get in Chutzloret, so for the same reason that the Chachomim require the Shliach to be Mikayim, because it needs to be Mikayim. So the Chachomim require the Elisha to be Mikayim, because of it needs to be Mikayim. Otherwise, the Baal might show up, and then it will be Ma'arir, and it will be to the detriment and disadvantage of the Isha. So we gave us the Isha. Just as the Chachomim, we gave us the Isha, were Misakim, that the Shliach has to be Mikayim in Chutzloret, so the Chachomim were also Misakim, that the Isha has to be Mikayim. But when the Isha produces the get, there she has to be mekayemet for 20, like all other kids. But it's not the same requirement that in all shtaret. By all shtaret, so the requirement of kiyum applies to a shtar that is produced in chutz lo'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. And by get, it only applies to a shtar that is produced in chutz lo'aretz. Why? Not because of the general requirement in shtaret. The general requirement doesn't apply to get, but a special takone, because of an eid mitzvah. So it's the same kind of takone as before and after for next time. Only by shliach in chutz lo'aretz. So it can be miskayim by the shliach, and by the nishon chutz lo'aretz, it has to be miskayim by doing. Now, so we see that a number of the yukim in the Rashba, but just I don't want to mention the yukim in sugyas that we didn't learn, but there is one diuk at the beginning of the Gemara. So there, and in the first column of the Rashba, and the first down, so Dibra Matra, God Amu Iki B'nai Nasir Bitrei. So he said, the Hashtag because of the Tzal Naito, the Rabbi Wesley the Rode, Aval Gav Di Baal Mego Iki Mishtore, Aval Gav Di Baal Mego Iki Mishtore, Lei Tzir Lei Mego Iki, Lei Mishu Zune Iki, Vei Iki Me Adrai Tzal Igam, Da Afilu Chad Mego Iki, Elo Shem Yishmo, כאיכה והוקמו על כל העולה דרייסה במיידי בארץ ישראל כל שם בערבי ונאמה במיידי באיזה מדינה אפילו מדינה זה ים so that word, so he says that according to the Daito of the Imore that Rabbi does not agree with Holistan of an Yitzhim Kaini so the whole purpose of von Lechtav is only because of Nishmo and not because of Kiyo so the question so how about in a Yitzhim Kaini So, in other words, so that means according to Rabbi, there is no requirement of kiyum on account of anything silikani. According to Rabbi, according to Hava, meaning Rabbi. But I'll leave it there, and I'll leave it there, there is a requirement of kiyum in Chutzlare, where I say anything silikani. Anyway, the reverse. In Siman Shin Pevav. And the Rivot says, Eibish Chidesh. He says, you see, everybody assumes that the Raimet is the only one who holds that even by death there is a requirement of this. He's the only one, he's the only one. And all the other Sheyim say to the counter. So this is what the Sheyim assumed. And the Sheyim was Rav Chizdoye Bar Rav Shleim. Rav Shleim Bar Rav Shleim. So he assumed that the Rambam is the only rish who requires kiyum maget. And all the other Sheyim are here. The Raivet is the only one. So he says, no. Is that the way around, Rabbi Moshe? In Siman Shin Pevav. He says that all Rishonim require kiyum. When a Misha produces a get, so all Rishonim require kiyum. When a Misha produces a get, the Chutzlah. So all Rishonim except for the Rambam is the only one who holds that when a Misha produces a get, the Chutzlah that were made in Israel Kaime, she doesn't have to be Kaime. He says, Umashe Kota Kvitcho, Kat Chizoi, Lehati Akatisho, Bilon Kiyo, Lehati Lechatchile, Kiyo Sheino Lehrein, Eru Divre Arambam Tal, Hey, Viyali Fo Mahishe Veso, Yisei Famei Vikinyone, Isho Mechinyo, Tikito Yodin Gash, Avra Rai Vizal, Shemashvo Isho Medina Shliach, Yifo Shemdia Acheret, Kiyo Shepo Nizgash, נחימות תגידו להיות דבי לשליח, לא בו, צריך לשתים לפה למחת, כי יש לו יצלוח כבי מוקים שבו נסגר לשם, הרי דיבור אומר כלום, כמו להשליח אחר שלא יש להגה, לא מפנח את הפסון הדועד, זה ראי וזה כבי זה, זה מי שבו תגידו להיות לו יגר לשם, so, in other words, so, it's So the dibur by the isha shouldn't be enough. The dibur by the shliach is enough. So insufficient is effective. But by the isha not, it requires a yachodeh by two eight. This is how he explains the Gemara's God. Right. Why the amrinon? We must please. Schlicha shetimel von der Nacht ab, du mir die Maite amrinon gab die Schlicha, am Leben wie es der Jan. So shetimel von der Nacht ab, von der Nacht ab. Kidei shlo izoch it way. And then he said, then he said, V'ulisi l'Rambam dal, sheyachleik b'yisho l'shliach. B'yisho l'shliach. Ki ma shekota v'chidusho. Gabi amasnif n'damei v'get b'arach Yisrael. D'yisho y'nitzricho kiyumi. D'yisho y'nitzricho kiyum b'lodiru. So the Rambam says in so many words, that the nisho, without hiru, so when the nisho produces the get, she doesn't have to be Mikai. So that Ramban says the Beresh. Be Eretz Yisroel. That Ramban is referenced to Eretz Yisroel. If Elisha produces a get in Eretz Yisroel, so then, because Eretz Yisroel is between Mikai. So there is no special reason as to why she should require Kiyum. Only the general Takone. So the general Takone of Kiyum doesn't apply to get, because Mishim Yunakul Rabbanon. Masha'ik in Chutz Loretz, where the need between the Kalme, so the Chachomim or Mitzakim will take the Yisho, in connection with the Shliach, so for the same reason. So in connection with the Yisho producing the Kepto Chutzloret, so for the same reason will take the Yisho, to protect her against the Nihu, they also require Kiyum, he said, according to Ramban. And when the Ramban says that when the Yisho is made against the Yisroel, it's the Kiyum, so the Yisroel, you must listen to the Ktonim Yishol Veil in Yalvo. Avo Bechutz Loret, they need to be truly kindly. The Ktonim must listen to the Shliach in Yishol Veil in Yishol Veil in Chesmo. The Mashm Avo Loi Yerobi, the Yishol Veil in Chayshim. Utzlich Ol Kiyom, Kiyom Shidino. And then he says, Umash Yechiach Riza, Rimei Tishtachiv Al Chavere. Then he says something very strange, the Chivosh. Umash Yechiach Riza, Rimei Tishtachiv Al Chavere. שייחשי של נזויית, היכד ריטויים ביבורים מארץ ישראל יאו. שעמית השתחיב על חברי אין מביאי ממדינת הים, אלא סתום את המילסה, במירון נכתב, ואין לי מצויים לקיים. So he says something very strange. This is very strange. He says that even according to the Rish, the Rish is in his little bit, the other poem, that even by story, by other story, so we are not Cheshishim from Israel, and we can collect Shalom Bifono. So he says that is only true, that is only true in Eretz Yisroel, where they are in Mitzrayim Likayim. But in Chutz Loretz, the real name, this is very strange. In Chutz Loretz, if the Malbe will produce a star, Shalom Bifono of the Leve, so Bezdin will tell him we cannot collect. Unless you are Mekindei. Why? So his shitting is that the same Takone, we see that the Chachonim won't be stuck in the Takone. But yet, to protect the issue, in order to protect it, and to make the issue immune against the possible future contesting by the Baal, so the same Takone, the Chachonim enacted, regarding all stories. But that Takone was only applied to Chutz Loretz, where there's an enemy between the Kami. So then there might be a problem. So if the Baal will come, or if the Levi will come and there will be Yareh, and then it will be difficult for the Malveh to find aiding, because they're enemy between the Kami. But in the Eretz Yisroel, there is no Takone. It's a very strange cheating. So this is what he said, Umashe Yechiach Zizal, למיט יש תחיל או חבירה, שהכין ששיר מזויה, היכד ליטויים דיבורי, מהתסרוי או יעלותו, שהמיט יש תחיל או חבירה, נביא עם ידי זה ים, אלו סתום אלה מי הוא זה, בלי בו מנכתו, ואיזה יצויים מכיימה, ועוד אילך נעמה, אילך נעמה, איכדו בי יש תחיל, ואת כמה מנדין את הים, so, this will not collect from the Nechotzim of the Levi, shall we be followed until it is miscarried. Where did we find such a Tichone? We find that Tichone, we find the Gabiget. So maybe the Chachonim, and it's more mistabler, that the Chachonim were very concerned in protecting the Isho. Because then there will be a lot that she is a Mishishish and the children are Mamzerim. But, Farish, Tochimomen, and who cares, no? So it will be Ma'arer, it will be Ma'arer. So nothing will happen. So he says that the same takone applies to also. So this is the Shitat Yochid. I mean, I don't think there is anyone else who agrees with that Shitat of the Rivosh. But then the Rivosh said, but the Rivosh says that the Ramban only says in connection with an issue of producing a get in the Eretz Yisrael that she can get married without being behind again. But in connection with the Nisha producing and getting good for it, then the best will not allow according to the Ramban to get married. And then he says, Vigami Divra Rajbazal. We must listen that maybe get by our Israel near it. The Hilcha Shenidi Mitzrayim and Kaimei Chayshim. Chayshim. So he says that that's the Rajbazal Shite. And from the Rajbazal it's Bashma like that. The Ramban, I don't know, but he says that the Ramban Shite also. But the Rashbos, from the Rashbos, there are many Diyukim, in other words. So there is a difference. So we have three Shites. We have the Shite of the Ramban, that by get, there is no requirement of kill. Whether the initial produces the get out of the initial produces the get of the soil. Then we have the Shite of the Raibe, that by get, there is a requirement of kill. Whether, regardless, whether, the Nisha produces the get in Chutzlaret, and even if she produces the get in Eretz Yisrael, because according to the Raivet, the general requirement that applies to all Shtoret applies to get, and then we have the Shita of the Rashbo, and according to the Rivosh, that's the Shita of the Rambam too, and that's the Shita of Tesis too. But anyway, the Rishonim don't say it. But, and then we have the Shita of the Rashbo, the one who says it, that's the Rashbo, that the general requirement of Kiyum Shtoreh doesn't apply to get, because Mishum Iginakil Rabbanon. But we do find that Chachamim were misakir with the Isho, a special takone of Kiyum, of the Fonech and Fonechtan, in connection with the Shliach, who delivers the get from Chutzlaret. So for the same takone, for the same reason, to protect the Isho, the Chachamim enacted in connection with the Isho who produces the get in Chutzlaret. Mashenke, in connection with the Nisho, produces the get out this oil. So since they are in the Israeli kind, there is no need. And the general takone does not apply to get. According to Raive, the general takone applies to get. Alright, now. Alright, I'll just learn to one piece of mind. My time. Rabbi Omar Lefishen Kiyu Lishmo. Rabbi Omar Lefishen Yehidi Mitzuyu Likai. Shreidi Mitzuyu Likai. My Binai, so Rashi says Lefishen Kiyu Lishmo, and Vizne Tayam Litero, and Yehidi Mitzuyu Likai, 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 and Yehidi Mitzuyu The Chachomim had required it to say at the very outset, immediately, before Nayachtav Lishmo, so then it's Yachishi that he will be naked. He will omit something. So because it will be too long a declaration. So now that the Chachomim are Misake, before Nayachtav, so we are not Chachish, maybe he will omit. But Rashi Shita is that even though the Chachomim didn't require him at the very beginning to say when he hands over the get before Nayachtav Lishmo, but once he says before Nayachtav, so then Beit Nulet gave him you mean Lishmo, so then you enter yet. So that is required because of the Rashi. I'll leave it around. The Ri is Chayv. The Ri says that he just, that the requirement by the Chachomim was, he should just say, before I left out, before I left out, and that means Lishmo. And that means he didn't ask him, you mean Lishmo. Because before I left out, himself means before I left out Lishmo. And before I left out, itself means before I left out Lishmo. But according to Rashi, so truly doesn't have to say it at the very outset before I left out Lishmo. He just says at the very outset before I left out, before I left out. But then he best to ask him Lishmo. Then you'll have to spell out Lishmo. And according to me, he doesn't even have to spell it out afterwards either. Alright, if you need to say the kindly, in Shayokis Mitsuyas Mishom, we can't. She will be about the Ari or Lima, we can stop it. She is the Mitsuyas Mahat Yachim as Aini, the Nimu Mishliach, who will come and pose, bring the Hobbe, bring the Rabbe, the Bully Train. So he might deny it, he can deny it, that's really betrayed. So again, so there is a Mahlikas between Rashi and Tate says, why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbe, if it's Aisurebi, according to Rabbe, if it's Aisurebi pray, he doesn't have to say it for Nechtu for Nechtu. So Rashi says Aisurebi pray, Ushneem Laat Ushvuchim Ligarsho, Vihaget, Yeitzei Tachat Yidishneem, Lirabbe Boi Lumeima, Lirabbe Loi Boi Lumeima, Shari Shnaimei, Vinyari Abal Ari Mitzvim Likaim. So if Tushluchim deliver again, so according to Rabbi, they have to take Funatu Funatam. Because the purpose of Funatu Funatam is to verify that it was Lishmo, so what difference does it make? Whether one deliver that or two deliver it. But according to Rabbi, that we are not worried about Lishmo, because we are sure that it was Lishmo. So we are only worried because of a Mitzvah Kaimei, but if two deliver it, so these Tushluchim themselves will be in a position to be Mikai. To be Mikai. Now let's see the thing. That will be prayed. Pirish HaKumpret. Leman di Oma. Vivishin Tzuri Tzuri Kai Mei Lui Kamu. Because she draws to be keep it all new. She is one in Mikai Mei. Ki she yobi Abbao Mi Arei. It's not such a strong kasha. He said, can we put these two shluchim in prison? And hold them arrested? So in case the Baal comes and he's not here, so then we'll tell them, well, you be with me. We cannot keep them in prison. Well, that's not such a strong kasha. Because since they were involved, and then he has another kasha. The aid, normally, the Atzvi betrayed Kachshorim Shneim Shneim Ashub, Shemakir Chsina Seif. So he says, if the reason is why, in the case, were two shluchim delivery again, so we don't have to, he doesn't have to, they don't have to say for Nachum for Nachum. Because these two, in case of Yiro, so the Baal, in case of Yiro by the Baal, so they themselves will be available. So why not these two Shluchim deliver? Let's say, according to Ove, if one Shluchim deliver the get. But at the time he delivers the get, there are two individuals we know who are familiar with the signature of Aid. Let's say, we know these two individuals are familiar. So then, according to Rabbi, he shouldn't have to say Fanachu Fanachu. Well, that is easy for Kashi. Because the, as the Gemara says, Aid Mitzvah Mekane. So the Gemara says, Bin Chuze, even in the same city, it's Aid Mitzvah Mekane. Because in the Shame, Ibn Mechuzi and Naibi, Ibn Mechuzi, they were like the Americans. Always going, always traveling. Never at all. So, Mimele, so it was in between the Kaime, even in the same city. So what does it mean? Does it mean that in between the Kaime, that it's impossible to get people to be in Kaime Mishnah in the same city? The answer is, when Ibn Chodolo is in the Gedorot. So if a person wants to it, to do something, so then he makes himself available. But if there is no real Rotson, so then there will be good excuse. He's always busy. It's true, he's always busy. I mean, you try to get an appointment with a rich man, so he can't get an appointment. He's always busy. Why? Because he doesn't have the Rotson to give it a mention. So that's why he's always busy. But if there is a real Rotsen, so you'll find time, no matter how busy he is. So this is what Gemara says. Shanet min chuta d'naiva. Because there is no real Rotsen to render a service of being mikayim, of authenticating a certain signature when it's needed. There is no real Rotsen. So in many ways, they are busy. But if a person is interested in rendering a certain service, so we always find time to be mikayim, to testify. I mean, how much time do they have to spend in going to bed and making a testimony in authenticating the signature? But he's not so eager to do it. So in Mele, it's difficult to get, maybe. But if a person has an interest, so then he'll find time, even though it's an industry of the kind and they're always busy. So this is what Rashi said. In the case of Schneider Ashuk Shemachim, he is not involved in that yet, so he'll always be busy. Mashain came, if two are shluchim, so they are already involved with this bow and with this issue and this get. So they're not likely to say, I'm busy, I have to go here, I have to go there. They'll find time. In the Chodom or anything that was. Mashain came, Schneider Ashuk, they're not involved with this get. So they'll say that they don't have the time to come to bed. So Mimele, so that in the same way you can answer the first kasha of Jesus. Because it ought to be kifet tolu. It's not necessary if there is El Chodom or anything that was. So if the Edim who know the signature of the Edim, so if they are interested and they are eager in authenticating the signature, so then you don't have to keep them in prison. You don't manage how to do it. You just have to let them know that they have to come at this and this hour to prison and be mikayim. That's Rashi. Anyway, the interest is ready. Unforish revo, das yur bitrei li amre, shabal shofo, di sumi mehemen li imam vishalach, di hoche omo li kamo, shnayim nisrich limer von en echta, umay li imbol von en gyrosho, mi lo mehemen le, so ulahay vi chashinom, שם הלכתי ממני איזה סורי, ומסתום הקים בשום הפרו כגד, כדינו עושה, זה ירחושת להכשיר. In other words, so, because if we want to be able to get, so then it's not that we are really חישיש מייבית מסוים. We are not חישיש מייבית מסוים. We are חישיש מייבית the bow will be not, and you'll be mikalko מישי. But it is not chishish that objectively may be mitzvah. We are only chishish, maybe the Baal will be married, and you'll be mikalkel, the get will mikalkel the issue. So Mimele, if one shliach delivers the get, so then there is a possibility that the Baal will come and say that this get, he never executed that get. He never executed the get. But it was delivered and handed over by shliach. The Shliach did it himself. Mashiach came with two shluchim, so they can be aiding. So if the Baal will have the chutzpah to come and say that he never executed that get, so the aiding will be machrishim. He will not be able to come to the aiding, because no one will believe his people as against the testimony by the aiding. So the Mele, we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to come and be Ma'ariah. So as long as we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to be Ma'ariah, so we don't have to be afraid. Maybe it's Mitzvah. The Sum Emre is the Lord, Amre Kamo, Shnayim Tzulam Zunechna, Umar Yomim Ufrein Yitiyo Shem Rehmi, Ulhai Lechashinu Shem Eachdim Yomeidin Yom Zunim, Dim Stomek Yom Yishol Orget Kedino Tzeh, Dim Chosh Lachshim. Okay. So, Mai Benayi, Iti Benayi, Dasuyo Bitreh. In Amen, in Dino, in Dino, they are Tisrot. A second after Mine is, and this, the second after Mine is, so, the second after Mine is only Arun the Havamin of the Gemara. That before the Gemara came to the conclusion that in the Tisroel, that in the Tisroel, so they are always in between the Kani. With Mam Mitamikdosh because of the Yorigon, and after the Hub Mitamikdosh, because of what he did. So that's the matkonah of Gemara. So Memele, that means that according to matkonah of Gemara, so they were at the very moment, if a Shia delivered the get, Mindina, Mindina, Be'al Tisrael, you don't have to say for Nechel Panech. Because they have King Mishmo, and they are in the Nikali, on account of the early calling, or on account of what they did, even after the Chub Mishamish. But the Hava means Gemara, that right now the Gemara assumes that according to Obed, that the town is because of the Shinit Mitzvim Likaine, so when Shliya delivered the gift from one Medina to another Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say Fanechu Fanechu. Mashiach can call it Rabbi, the town is because of the Shmo, so if Shliya delivered the gift from one Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yehuda to Golu, from Golu to Yehuda, so he does not have to say Fanechu Fanechu, because it's a King Shmo. But this is not so according to Masala Bishma. Iname is certain of Kimine. Beis is even there to Yam. So called into the town. Open King Mishmo, so even Beis is even. But according to the town in Tzimri Kaimi, so Beis is even enough. Down in Tzimri Kaimi, except Mechuzeh, because Mechuzeh, all the people in Mechuzeh were very busy. Alright, you were never at all. Alright, so we'll read it here.
Now, we went down to the Gemara, we didn't go over the taste. Now, with the Shemkir Lishmo, the Intena, Maishna Lishmo, the Intena, the Shom Lechatikun, the Yehuda, the Shemeshma Lishmo, the Nechadim Yahmal Aylo. The discussion is, why does the Rabbi emphasize Lishmo? Monopshach, if they are ignorant, they are ignorant. Someone who doesn't know the Chazirish and doesn't know the Chazirish, why does this be? Now, the Imaima, the Yokat Mishmo, the Shriya Chavei, the Mishkar Get, the Shmei Kishmei, the Shmo Kishmo, the Mishadolo, the Gama, 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 So we could say that it's not that we are chishish for other people of Gitney or Gitnos, but he mentioned Shalom Yishmo because that is Moshchia, but we are chishish for ignorance of other dinim of this. So he says no. He doesn't mean that. They mean the Omar come on the Pinot Rochel Shal Gita Shishravali Upoya Vayika Lishmo. So the Baita mentions the common features of Gita Roshim and Shishravali. So the Gemara mentions, the Gemara asks, why doesn't the Baita mention Lishmo, that Lishmo is coming to the Kedisha of the Shechur Avali. So Lishmo is a Rabbi Haim Melechomei, because according to Rabbi, for the whole town of the requirement of the Fanechta, Fanechtam is based upon the requirements of Lishmo. So the Mele, and that is mentioned in the name of the Kedim Rochim, Shabu Melechomei. So Lishmo is already included in the Melechomei. El Rove Kashi. But according to Rove, Melech Omeidi has nothing to do with Lishmo. So the question arises, why doesn't the Christ mention Shovel, Kibidoshi, Shuchavod, and Shovel, and Gavin Lishmo? And then the Gemara says, Yisu, Bein Rabbe, Bein Rove, Hoyike Mechuda. So we see that from Yachtav is only based upon Lishmo, not upon any other psalm. Aumir Rabbe Datsi Lechem Lishmo, Aumir Lechem Lishmo, then we look at Mechuda. Look at Mechuda. Now, according to Rashi Shite, further, so the Kashi is no Kashi, because Rashi, Gimor and Rabbonu and Yatsi, Gimor and the Kashi, Menefshah, if we have slaked, maybe we get the bottom of the Lishmo. So,
So when you dachod the shliach, shouldn't tell you the chodesh, because it's Domash of Elvon, Domash of Elvon requires waiting. So the Gemara says, Rob Kimei, Vafil Rabbi Adachai Shumute, Tam Tikani Daine, Limbah Zere, the Rabbon Yudatsi, the Hochem, the Shemiguni Akil Rabbon. So Rashi says, Rabbon Yudatsi, we may have to live here, we should be kept Ashkar, Kosu Ve'eni, כשנכתב משמחות מהירי ששמי כשמי ושמו כשמו ונמלך לא הגעש ונמלך לא הגעש So this is Rashi. Now according to Rashi she said that the only reason why you are hitching from Shmo is because of the possibility maybe that two makes it in Shilin and maybe, let's say, the Sefer wrote a get for Yisrael and Shimon and Moroz. And then, after the get was all done, so the Yisrael and Shimon and Moroz decided he wouldn't divorce his wife. So the name of the Sefer had a get in his possession. Then Yisrael and Shimon came to Benton, and the Sefer was told to write the get on Yisrael and Shimon number two. So the Sefer decided why should he work hard? He already made out the get for Yisrael and Shimon number one, and that wasn't used because Yisrael and Shimon number one changed his mind. So now he'll use the same get, and of course it's already small. So according to Rashi, we can understand that there is no kashi by this. Why does Rabbi? We accept the irregularity of Shalom Yishmo because it might be in line with the convenience of the Sefer. Sometimes it might be in line with the convenience of the Sefer to use a get that was written for one Yisrael Mishimeh, and now the Sefer maybe used it for another Yisrael Mishimeh. So in order to make sure that this didn't happen, so the name of the Chachomim Momisake, the Shliach should say, Bifonenechdam. So there is no Kashi according to Rashi. So why does Tesis ask? The answer is because Tesis at the bottom is Masik against Rashi's Pshat. Now, look at the Tesis at the bottom. The Rabbon Yudatz, the Chpirin Mikuntra, the Shubik at Ashkach Kos Veimit, the Shemichta, the Shemichta, the Shemichta, the Shemichta, the Shemichta, the Mimlach Mugarish, the Koshe, the Behuzak, the Yisrael, the Shemit, אף הוא נכתב משמי פוסט מגרש בין הרבים, כי נכון גם בניש כל הגט, כוס המגרש בין סבלו, מגרש בין סקטנו, וכל במדמור הקטן, וכל במדמור הקטן הוא במדמור המגרש, הוגדי במדמור המגרש, ואיקר יקרב לזה, ואולי יקרב מיה, משום מבין שאין לוח לחמיתי חיל יחסים, הם נאי מגרש, ומסוף בו נאי בו נעשי סקרב מיה, ואפילו הרב לזה צורך עם סירה, שמודו שעושה פעות שביעה, ורק, so he's massive and rash is pshat. Now, why is he Masik and Rashi's Pshat? Because according to Rashi, the only thing that the Chachamim were afraid was maybe it's an Indian of two Yisrael Mishimeh in the city. And maybe the Sefer out of convenience, so he had one get written for Yisrael Mishimeh number one, so maybe he decided to use it for Yisrael Mishimeh number two, and that's of course to get his bottom of the rice. So in other words, so the only chosh is because of two Yisrael Mishimeh. So he says, according to Rabbeya, that who says, Idechzim Ekaase, so the way it has to be Muchach Miteichem. So one of Sheikh, so Baal Yil Chachomim in the Kantor, if the Chachomim are afraid, lest the Atu Yisrael Mishimeh and lest the Sefer will be tempted to use the get that was written for Yisrael Mishimeh number one to use it for Yisrael Mishimeh number two. So even if the Shliach does say before the Nechtam, for the Nechtam. So the Meile, so what will that prove? That will prove that this get was written for this husband and for this woman.
But it would be possible anyway, because since we have to be afraid for 2 years of Mishimen in the city, so even when the get is written for the right years of Mishimen, the get is possible, because it's not Muhammad Eichel. Because if you have 2 years of Mishimen in the city, and then you write the get years of Mishimen, and you don't spell out Yesem ben Shimen ben Levi. So, since there are 2 years of Mishimen, so one who reads the get will not know which Yesem Mishimen is referring to. So it's not Muchach Miteichel. From the get, which Yesem ben Shimen the get is dealing with. So the main way it's not Muchach Miteichel, so the get is bottled. Now, so that's the kashe that takes us raising against Rashi's pshat. But this is no kashe against Rashi's pshat, because in that Gemara there are 2 kiosoids. And that states according to Tesis Gersay, the Gemara says, that Gemara, that according to the mayor, who says, it has to be Muchach Miteichel. But according to the other Gersay, and there are many Gershay who say, that there is no such halacha that according to the mayor, it has to be Muchach Miteichel. Rashi is also holds that even the Reb Meir will agree that a get does not have to be Muchach Miteichel. That's why Rashi is able to explain the Gemara that way. Anyway, Tesis is asking that Kashi, Maishlo Mishmoyi. Now let's see what Tesis says. So, why is Rabbanu with Atzrich? So Tesis rejects Rashi's Pshat. Veimari, the whole Atzrich, Rabbanu Hoche, Heineken Shoyar Rabba, the Lima, Shekosvi Asif, if it is Islamic, who are the more baby, Shehu Lohi Rabbanu Mishmoyi. So in other words, not as Rashi explains it, that the Chachomim Rochei Sheish for 2 years of Mishimen, so they have to make sure that it was written in case there are 2 years of Mishimen. So it was written for the 5 years of Mishimen. So the Kasha against Rashi is, so if there are 2 years of Mishimen, even if it was written for the 5 years of Mishimen, it's still possible. According to Rashi, it's not possible, because Rashi holds that it doesn't have to be Muchach Miteichel according to Rameya. Alright, but Tesis, so why is Rabbanu Yehuda Atzrich? So Tesis says, because we are afraid, not that we are afraid maybe it was written Shalom Lishmo, but we are afraid maybe the Baal will come and he'll say that it was written Shalom Lishmo. It was written Shalom Lishmo. So if everybody had been Pekin Lishmo, everybody without any exception, then there wouldn't be an opportunity for the Baal even to be made to last. But in view of the fact that there is a mute of people, and there is a mute of people who are not Bokin Lishmo, so whatever. So there is a mute of people who are not Bokin Lishmo, so there is a possibility that the Baal will be able to be married. In other words, in the Eretz Yisrael, where there isn't even a miyute, the miyute will not kill Lishmo, so there is no possibility for the Baal to be married. But Sheikin Chutz Loretz, where there is lechol ha'poches, the miyute, who are not kill Lishmo, so maybe there is an opportunity for the Baal to be married. So because of that, the Chachomim required that the Shliach should say for the Echtam. So that's why Tesis says that Kashi, according to Rashi, there is no Kashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Gemara couldn't mention any other psul, because the whole choshe is only in the Gabri Mishmo. But according to Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat. So why Dafke Mishmo? Let it be something else. That's why Tesis asks. Umforesh Amidab. Die Bechorin kann es gibt ein Pkin. Aber der Haar Drosche, die Mikos hat nur ein Schmo, immer mehr weiß, wo er nicht ein Drosche. Wenn ein Pkin in Perusche in Chesisch ist ein Drosche, wo ein Schmo. Und Lacha schon mal du, wo ich kam in Perusche Lacha schon du. So am Tag haben sie remarkable Pshat. Very strange Pshat. That in Rabbi doesn't mean, if ich ein Pkin in Schmo, that they don't know, but they don't care for the Schmo. Not that most of the people don't care for Lishmo. That means there is a mutiny of people who don't care for Lishmo. Who don't care for Lishmo. So that's why the Gemara mentions only Lishmo. The Gemara doesn't mention the Chupa, the Gemara doesn't mention all other psalim. Why? Because as far as Yedia is concerned, so everybody knows. No one is ignorant. There isn't even a minute the minute that is ignorant. But there is a minute the minute that doesn't care. So that minute the minute doesn't care for which din, for the din of Lishmo. But for the other din, they do have a regard. So anyway, that's why Rabbi mentions just Lishmo. So for the time the whole has given Pkin, the hard rush in the Kosovo, Lishmo, and the Midas Lamika Drosh, the Pkin Pimush in Chish in the Drosh of Lishmo. So then the question is, Bishlame, if we say that Pkin Lishmo means they are ignorant, so that's why the Gemara talks Lachashvon. When they became acquainted with him, but if at the very outset they were not ignorant, but they just didn't have a regard for the din of Lishmo. So what does it mean, Lachashalomdu? So Lachashalomdu doesn't mean after they became enlightened and they realized that you have to have a regard for the din of Lishmo. Lachashalomdu, the common pirush Lachashalomdu, we hold the pirush HaKuntres in the Meile Shailimu and the Habu Lishmo, the Omar Ein, Rashi Shite is that according to Rabbi that the time of the Fonachtam is because of Lishmo, so the way where the Shliach has to say that it was with Lishmo, but it's not mentioned in this expression. It just says before the Nachtam, for the Nachtam. So the Takonis Chachomim was that at the very outset he should just say before the Nachtam, for the Nachtam. Then the best in whose presence he delivers the get to the Isha, will ask him, you say before the Nechtam, for the Nechtam, was it written Lishmo and Nechtam Lishmo in your presence, or not? So then he'll say yes. So in other words, so according to Rabbi, he has to spell out that it was written Lishmo. But he doesn't have to say it at the very outset. When he says the expression of before the Nachtam, before the Nachtam. At first he just says before the Nachtam, before the Nachtam. Then Bezdin will ask him, before the Nachtam, Lishmo? He'll say yes, before the Nachtam, Lishmo. Bezdin will ask him, before the Nachtam, Lishmo? He'll say yes. So, but he has to say it in the long run. He has to say that it was Lishmo. So, Teishas Yisrael. We hold the Pirush HaKuntres. The main Shalim of the Lishmo, the Omar Ein, Ein Yireh. To the Mishtamid Bishim Duchte Shei Tzorich Lishoy. So then the Gemara should say, Ve'eid, Dim Kein Oim Yike Benayi Im Tzorich Lishoy. The Gemara asks, what's enough to mean between Rabbi Stam and Rabbi Stam? Now, according to Rashi, that according to Rabbi, he has to spell out his Lishmo, but according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say anything else. Just before the Nechtam, that's all. That's the Kiyum Haget. So the Bailey, when the Gemara asks the Nafkimini is between Rabistan and Rabistan, the Gemara should say, according to Rabbi, in addition to saying before the Nachtam, before the Nachtam, he has to elaborate and explain and spell out Lishmo, and according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to add anymore. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So it's a Raya that even according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to add anymore. So the question is, why not? The Ibrahim is Tomo Lishmo Kumasi. Can you be courage? In other words, that it is now Nami Bisomu, when he says Lui Kais. We may shine in a way. Lui Kais. I'm giving over that one. Rashi says, we may shine in a way. In Nichtav Lishmo Bamarein. In Nami, stomach of acid. So in other words, so it's another Roshni in Rashi. It's another Roshni in Rashi. So in Rashi, there are two Lishenis. One Roshni in Rashi is that according to Rabbi, he has to spell it out. And the second Roshni in Rashi is, like Tain says, that he doesn't have to spell it out. But we heard over the Kamo, Nikotonim, before the Nechta, before the Nechta, Lishmo, Nei, Vistom, Lishmo, Mashma, Nikol Mokei, Kim, Nikatakonim. So the Gemara further explains, what forced Rore to reject Rabbe's time? So the Gemara says, the reason is why Rabbe did not mention Rabbe's time because he had the raya from the Mishnah. Mikotone before the Dachta Mishmo. So be sure if we say like Ashuf Pshat, that according to Rabbis, to Rabbe, so the Shriach has to spell out Mishmo. So then Rabbe has a good raya, an apparently good raya. The reason the Chachamim require the Shliach to say for the Achtam is not because of Lishmo, because it's because of a Yimshuli Kaimi. Because if it had been based upon Lishmo, then the Mishnah should say before the Achtam Lishmo. Before the Achtam Lishmo. Why doesn't the Mishnah require him to say it? Why doesn't the Mishnah require him to say it? But according to the Ri, that even according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say Mishmo, because Tobel Mishmo Komasit. So what's the Ri of Rabbi? Not like Rabbi. Maybe it is like Rabbi. And the reason is why the Chachomim require the Shliach to say for Lechtav is to make sure that it was written Mishmo. But why doesn't the Mishnah say Mishmo? Because Tobel Mishmo Komasit. So it's a kasha against the Ri. So Tesis says no. Rabbi still has a raya. Because if true that the Rabbi is made that the Shliach doesn't have to spell out Lishmo. Why? Because Tobel Lishmo Kamasi. So Rabbi says, if the Chachomim had enacted that the Shliach is required to say before the Lechta, in order to verify that the get was written Lishmo, how is it that the Chachomim relied on Tobel Lishmo Kamasi? Why didn't they require him to say Mishmo? What is it? The Chachomim had compassion upon the Shliach. He shouldn't have to work so hard and to say a few more words. So that's the Raya. So that's the Raya of Rove, that the time of the Fonadachtav is not because of Mishmo. Because if the time had been because of Mishmo, then the Chachomim wouldn't have relied on Stom Mishmo Kavasim. And the Chachomim would have required the Shliach to say it. And not rely on some commandments. Rode will come from for a mikotol for the achtu for the achtu mishmo. They distorb the mash. They distorb the mishmo mash. When we come back, Kim di kada kodem mishmo mishmo. How we mean already? Now, this Rambam shita is that when Rabbi says that Shemkiel mishmo, he doesn't mean there is a miute the miute who are ignorant, but there is a miute the miute who have no regard for the din of mishmo. And, but the other dinim they have regard. Now the question arises, Monefshach. If someone is ignorant, all right, so he can be a very good Jew, even if he's ignorant and he doesn't know anything. But Chavetam says that everybody knows the dinim of Lishmo. But there is a minute and a minute of Jews and even of suffering who simply have no regard for the dinim of Lishmo. In other words, so in other words, what do you mean he doesn't have any regard for him Lishmo? This is one of the dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh, I mean. So if somebody has no regard for the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh, so the Gemara Chilek says, Kivara Hashem Bozo, even if he just defies and the Israeli can one drosh of the Torah Shebaal Peh, he's not a kayas, he's a kayfair. He comes within a Gidvara Hashem Bozo. So if he's ignorant, all right, he's ignorant. So even if somebody is ignorant of all the dinator, he still can be a good Jew. But if he knows the dinator, and he knows that this is the aloha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, but he doesn't care for it, he doesn't care. So Mimele, he's a king of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he should have a Yom of his Duki, who is king of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now the Rambam says, says in Pergino Mechazir Shnahalochet Yisroel as follows. פאקר כשר ומכתב זזד, חוץ מחמישה, אקום ועבד וחרש ושינטי מקופר, אפילו מי שעצמו כיסא וססגיתו, ישראל כשאינו לאקום, אוי שהוא מחלשה בוסים בפרסיה, הרי הוא כאקום מחודלו. So in other words, so Rabbi Chaim deduces from this Rambam that Akum Adaitin Nafshikov doesn't mean because an Akum just doesn't think Lishma. It's not just an union of Umdene. Because if it had been just an union of Umdene, so how could we apply the Aloche of Mume or Lechola Terekule Lechal Shabbi Faresi of Mume or Lizor or Iska Akum Chodrov? If it is in Pshur, so we can apply, let's say, Tabi Shchit. So the Aloche is the Shchitas Noch is a soro, so his shchitas mumer has the same psul as the shchitas noch, so the shchita cannot be matter. But if it's a question of umdene, because an akum doesn't think lishmo, so what is, so just because an akum doesn't think lishmo, so in Chal Shabbi Faresia doesn't think lishmo either, I mean, what has one thing to do with the other, you see? But you can say that in Israel, Avaye doesn't think Lishmo either. So then the Rambam shouldn't limit it Dafke to Michal Shabim Faresye? Any other Avaye. So the Rambam says only Michal Shabim Faresye. But Michal Shabim Mitzine can write again. Why? But he's also an Avaye. The answer is that an Avaye can also think Lishmo. So just because he's a bigger Avaye, so he doesn't think Lishmo. Just because an Akum doesn't think Lishmo, so a Yisrael Mume doesn't think Lishmo, so it's a raya that an Akum cannot affect the Lishmo. It's not that a goy b'mtzias is not Cheshev Lishmo. Even if he is Cheshev Lishmo, Al Pidim he cannot affect the Lishmo. So Mimele, since it's a Aloche that an Akum is incapable of affecting Lishmo, because Lishmo is not an extraneous machshove or dibur that is done by the Savior. Lishmo is affected in the get itself. In other words, the get, when the Savior writes the get for a particular husband and for a particular woman and for the purpose of divorcing a certain relationship between a specific husband and a wife, so then that get becomes reserved for this bow and this ishol, for this egeresh. So it affects, the lishmo is affected in the get itself. It's affected, in other words, by writing the get lishmo, the get becomes reserved for this husband and for this woman and for this gerashim. So a goy is mufke of affecting the lishmo. And so anyway, Michal Shabbi Faresia in Mumea is gak mechodvoro. Now the Rambam says in Cheshchite, that if someone is a keifa b'teiro, so he also has a din of Mumea. And Shchitos is Asur. So maybe if somebody, he doesn't believe in the Torah, and if he writes the get, so the get is possible. With Raise. It's just like a get that is written by a goy. Even if he has all the kavanas in the world to write the Shmo. So maybe the question is, Pishleim, according to Rashi, that the Choshe is for a miute of people of suffering, who are ignorant and they don't know the Lishmo. So Meile the Chachomim, Womisakein, the Shliach Shetzein for Nechtam for Nechtam. So then we know that it was written Lishmo. But according to Rabbi Tam, that even the Miute know of the Lishmo. But there is a Miute, the Miute of suffering, who don't care for the Lishmo. So that Miute, the Miute of people of suffering, are Kofrim B'Teo Shemal Peh. So Meile, he has a din of a mumer. So even if he did write Lishmo, it's not Lishmo. Now, in regard to Shchite, so, when we learned Shchite, I discussed it at great length, but I just want to mention it briefly. So the Rambam says, does anyone have a Rambam book Kashrit here? Okay. Yeah. The Rambam says in Perigal Mahashkita Wah Yudale, Yisrael Numa Aveira Mina Aveira Shayyam Mumchar is a Sheikh in Hatrile. לצורך ישרון כושר ליבדיק את הסקי וחכים יתן לו יומו מזה ומשחית בו מפני שחזקו של שמטרח ליבדיק ואם לא יומו לו לזורה או מחלשה ולפרסיה או יפיקרס והוא עקיף המתאיר מובני של רבינו כמו שבאנו בלוחי שובה הרי הוא קרא כמו שבו של לבין So he says, if somebody is given a bat here Now, and he says, כמו שבאנו בלוחי שובה Thank you So, בלוחי שובה שני שואלים להקיף בתאירו הורים לה שלהתאירו ממנישם אפילו פוסקח מפלטי ואחס אמו מאמי שאום מפלץ להקיף בתאירו וחיים הקיף בפירושו והוא תאירו שבעל פה והמק חשמה גדעו כנצו מכו באיזוס So in other words, it was bound to show me. So if someone is keeping a material shabbat pay, he has it in a moment. So he's got to come with him. So in the middle, if there is a mute and a mute who are came here in this halacha of Tiyosh of Alpeh, not they don't know it, but they are just came here, they know it, but they are came here. So Mimele is in the middle, so even if he did like Nishmo, so it's to get his puzzle, to get his puzzle. Now, in regard to Shrites, the Rambam says, if somebody is a Kefa Beteo of Mesha Rabbeinu, כמו שיברנו בו חשובה, הרי הוא קרקו שלא עושה לבאיון. And he says, כמו שיברנו בו חשובה, in the חשובה he says, שתיים עם הקיף המתאירו, הקיף המתאירו שבחזב או הקיף המתאירו שבעל פה. So maybe it should follow that if Tzodik of Isus will share, so then the Shkite will be nevele. But then the Rambam says in Peridao of Mechashkite, הלוכת עזאי המאילו הצדוקים ועל היסוסים מתלמידיהם וחולתיהם אחריהם שהם מאמינים בתאירו שבעל פה שחיתו סון אסורו וימשוך מפנינו הרי זה מתארס שניסה שחיתו סון הראשם היקלקלו והם אילו מאמינים בתאירס השחיתה לפי חוך אין המון אם נעימה לא יקלקלנו So that's the קשה על הרמב״ם So the בסיוסך על החשחיתה he says that Because the Rambam says to the Chasmamrin that which Zdukim have a din of Mumrim Lechoatei Kulei only the Mumrim who were raised as good Jews but then they became Kofrim like Tzodik of Baisus Tzodik of Baisus were Talmidim of Antigone Shiseichet and then they became Zdukim so they have a din of Mumrim Lechoatei Kulei Mashiachim, the children of the Zdukim who were raised in an environment of Tzdukim, so they have a din of Etinik Shemishbo, and they are like Kehanusi, they don't have a din of Emunah. So it's Mitzvah Lachim, so I mean, we owe them all the chives of Avo, the Achvo, as to any other Jew. I mean, so the Rambam says. So Mimeiletz, the Yosef says, The Rambam here is Midayin, in the Peridalek Nereshrita Alochet Ezayin, Eilu Hatzdukim Vay Baisusi. He doesn't say, Tzodiku Baisus, V'chol Mishi Yimayim Mitiru Shebao Peh, So, Im Shochtu Mifoneinu, Harin Shchutos Meteres. He says, Zdukim Baisusim, that means the second generation. Those who were raised by parents who are Zdukim. So they have a din of a Tinek Shelishbo. So they have a din of a tinek shenishbo. Now, so, and when, so, Protinoch Name, if Tzodik of Baisus will share to them, even if it's a chiyo reineser, shchitos and aso. Now, in other words, so we have a difference between a makir of a keifeir and any makir of a keifeir. Now, so you couldn't say, I mean, that when the Rambam, the Ramatam says that there is a mute of suffering of Jews who are, who have no regard for the din of Lishmo, that he has reference to those who are raised that way. But it doesn't mean necessarily, that Dafke, someone who was raised by parents who are tzdukim, has a din of an onus. Even if someone was raised by observant parents, but if he's not a makir, if he doesn't know the halachas well, so then machmas ignorance, he can say all kinds of kvirin. There are many people who machmas ignorance, they can say all kinds of kvirin, but they just don't know machmas ignorance. So then he doesn't have the din of a makir behavior. Now the Gemara in Shabbos distinguishes between a makir kefir and an any makir kefir. So the Gemara in Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that only one who was raised by parents who themselves were kefir has a din of an any makir kefir. Even if someone was raised by parents who are observant, but if he didn't learn Torah, and he only knows certain things because he heard, you know, you can get all kinds of information from your friends without learning Torah. He still has a deal of an enemaka behavior. Now that is a big chiddush, but this chiddush is mentioned by Tshuva of the Radvaz that is not printed, but the Knesset HaGdolah mentions that Tshuva of the Radvaz. There is a certain now the Rambam says in the Yud Gimel Milchas Yisurah Bia, Halacha Yudzai, he says as follows. Gera shal ibot ko acho, oi shal yudiu ha-mitzvahis, v'yoin shal, umor v'tobar v'fne gimel ha-dientes, hari ze gera, afu neida shal v'shvil dobar u'mizgayah, הוא מור וטובל, יוצא מכל העקום, וכי ששירוי, עד שיזבו יוצא תקוסי. ואפילו חוזר ויובד עקום, הרי הוא כישראל אומר, שקדוש עוד קדושי, ומצווה להר זה רבי דוסי, מאחר שטובל נעשה כישראל. So the Rambam says that if he get, who was Mizgaya, and then after he was Mizgaya, he was Chizan Yisraelot. And that means he became a Ger. He went through Gerus, real Gerus. But he was Chesed in Yisrael Tavisro after the Gerus. So it's like a Jew who is Chesed in Tavisro. So Memele is Yisrael Mumer, Sheik Dushov Dushni, is Mikadesh and Yisho, she is Mikadesh. Then the Rambam says, and the Rambam says, Hare Mikisrael Mumer, Shnish Nish. Then he says, Umitzvah Laharze Ravidosi. So we are mechuyev to return his abeidin. Now, ויהו לויסיזו, אפילו הויו בלעבידו ראשו, ואיכו נביא לו לדיוב, וחלי צבן, mitzvah lohoshel le'avidosei. Avol eichel nivelo le'achis, harilo apikeres, ve'apikorsim ve'iv le'kechovim, u'mechalsha be'faresi, osu l'harzo la'avid le'kakom. So in other words, so the Shittas Rambam means, I mean the Rambam says that that if someone is in Mumbai, Allah will is okay, so then there is no Chiyuv of Hashem HaZameini. There is no Chiyuv of Hashem HaZameini. So the question is, how does the Rambam say here, in Perek Yud Yud, Mihilches, Yisroel Biyah, Halach Yud Zayin, Ve'afil Chol Zavro Abad Kichovim, Arim Ki Yisroel Mumbai, Shek Dushan Vdushan, Un Mitzvah Harzer Avidosei, Ma'ach HaShetor Nasek in Yisroel, but if it's Chol Zavro Abad Am Nizoyer, so is Yisroel Mumbai. So there is no chiyuv of Hashem HaZameini. The Rambam says also la'aretz lo la'avin ki v'kichovi. So there is a tshuva of the Rambam. It's not in the printed tshuvas, but the Knesset Hagdolah mentions that tshuva, and the Rambam says that in view of the fact that he was a ger, so he had no opportunity to learn Torah as a Jew. In the Radvaz days, so the Radvaz didn't even visualize the possibility of a Jew not learning Torah. But he was a ger, so he was raised as a ger. True, he became a ger, he was misgayer. So Mele, only if after Gerus he learned Torah, so then if he becomes a kefir, I mean, even that Mizore, so he's a makar kefir. But the Rambam does not have reference to such a ger. So the Rambam has reference to Igea, who after the Gerus did not learn Torah thoroughly. So Mumele, he is an Eini Makia Mikeifeya, so Mumele there is a Chiyuv of Hashem HaZameini. So we see from this Radvaz that, alright, here he talks about Igea certainly, but he emphasizes the fact that he didn't learn Torah thoroughly. So in other words, if somebody doesn't learn Torah, if somebody is an Amoretz, so even if he picks up many halachas, he picks up. So of course, in those days, who didn't know the halachas, the fundamentals of Gerashim? I mean, everyone knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. I mean, that was something that everybody knew. But it's not that everybody was a Rambam. So there was a miute of amiyoretz who didn't learn Torah thoroughly. But even that miute of the miute who did not learn Torah, they also knew the Ikrei Adinim of Gerashim. Because that was known. Because it was so relevant, everybody had to know about it. That get requires Mishmah, that cannot be Mimchuber. I mean, everybody knew that. Everybody knew, just as today. I mean, so even those who are not lawyers, so they know many laws. Because they have to know it. So in Mele, everybody knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. Everybody knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. So even the miute, who were Ameratzim, it's not that the Rabotam means that everybody, that even the miute, were learning. No. There was a miute, the miute of Ameratzim. But even the Ameratzim, the miute of Ameratzim, who didn't learn Torah, who didn't know anything from learning, they also knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. They knew what is Me'akif in the get. And they knew that there is a psul of Mechuber, there is a psul of Mishmo. But because of their Ameratzim, they just had no regard for Mishmo. You can find many Jews, good Jews, I mean, who will say all kinds of apikoses against Chazal. I mean, they don't know. They don't know a machmas ameratzes. They don't have a din of a mumer. Because they are in a makir v'keifrim. So this is what Rambam means. Rambam doesn't mean that everybody in those days was Rambam. No. If everybody had been Rambam, so they wouldn't. They would be makpit on the din of Lishmo. I mean, how can one not be makpit on the din of Lishmo? So he has to be the biggest amoretz conceivable. But even the Ameratzim who didn't learn Torah, they also knew the din. They knew, they heard it from others, from their friends. They heard it. They know that that so many people divorce their wives and they know what is imperative in the get, what is a must. So they knew all the halachas, and the Lishmo they also knew, in the minute of the Amaratzim, who don't know and who didn't learn, also knew the dinim. And they knew, and in the minute they know the din of Lishmo, but somehow the din of Lishmo they didn't care. They didn't care, just like that. It's not important, you know. That a number of Jews, well, today in New York you have many Jews who carry Manhattan because they have a psak by Rabbonim. So it's a different reason. But years ago, let's say 40 years ago, so no Rav was not here, but I knew many Jews who came over from Europe and they said, and they were carried on Shabbos, and I asked them, I mean they were on Shabbos, but they carried on Shabbos in New York, in Manhattan. So I asked them, why do you carry on Shabbos? So he says, New York has a river, and don't you know that any city that has a river, so you're allowed to carry. That's all. Well, not many questions, they were convinced from it. So of course, only an Amoret, you know, can have such a notion. So the Miute, who had no regard for Lishmo, they were real Amaratzim, they didn't learn Torah. But they still knew, through hearsay, information, they knew all the fundamentals of Kerash. They knew it. And the din of Lishmo, they also knew. But see, because of their ignorance, they had no regard. So Meila did not have a din of Imakam Keifeya. So if he did write Lishmo, so then the get is a kosher get. Mashenkin, if somebody is in Machab Keifeya, so then, even if he writes it Lishmo, so the get is possible advice. Now, the next thing is, if you shenkin Lishmo, kosher will come on, Tanya, who asks me shehi begitei, in Zorich, shehi mal farayachtu farayachtu, mai shehu mishluchem, So what if Shech? You see, if let's say according to all that the Tan is because of the Mitzvah Kaimei, so you understand as to why we say if the husband himself brings the get, he doesn't have to say for that for the next. Why? Because he will not be in the Arab. But according to Rabbi, that the reason is because we are Cheshish, maybe it was written Shalom Lishmo, so even if the husband himself brings the get, why couldn't he be Ma'areya? He could come and say, well, I didn't know there was such a halacha of Lishmo. I never knew about it. Now I found out about it. ויתאים לא מלכאו מי כתנות מי יודע ואין מהרעי, לא בלי הרעי, אם התחילו להיות עד בואי לשמוע, ואז תהיה אותה. ואין מרעי, דמאסקין בי סמוך, דרעי פגיני, וסתם ספרי גמירה, ולקי על רעז ביעלמי, דמסתום משמו יקידים יערה. והוכה שנביא הבאו לעצמי, לקי למי חשפי לרעז, ניסו לי מהרעי, כדרום אבי סמוך, מי כתנות כדיום. נעל בי ביניי, Lumotza Lemeimah, Melech Ikebinai. In other words, that the Nakimine between Rabbe and Rove would be the case of a Shliach who delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz. So if we say the time is because of Lishmo, so then in Eretz Yisrael, Rabot Lishmo. So the Shliach, when he delivers the get to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't lose it in that matter. If the time is because he has to say because there isn't such a communication and transportation between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So why doesn't he want to say Melech Kibbalai? So according to Rabbi, Melech mi Eretz Yisrael, mi Chutz La'aretz, does not have to say for Lechtam and Lechtam. And according to Rabbi, he has to say. So this says the Teretz, Del Rabbi Name, Rabbonim Vasroel. Rabbonim Vasroi, that means the Rabbonim the Mishneh. He says, Rachomim Eimu Nitzor Shein V'lechtam V'lechtam Elo, Hameyvim V'lesayam V'hameylich the Amelich. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Why would the Gemara assume that Rabbi less later of it? Then the Maskon of the Gemara is that Rabbi is later of it. But why would the Gemara assume that Rabbi less later of it? So according to Rabbi, the only reason why the Shnei HaZeh Kulat Monechtan is because of Mishmo. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do the Rabbon and Basroi in the Mishne say, in its own Shemima, from Nechtan, or maybe, Medina Chayam, the Amelich, but why should Melech say for that to Nechtan? There is no Shoshef Shalom Mishmo. So the Gemara says, the Rabbon and Basroi, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi, so there is a machlokes between Tanekame and Rabbon and Basroi. So, according to Tanakam, Melech doesn't have to say Fanat of Fanechtam. But according to Rabbanu Basroi, Melech has to say Fanat of Fanechtam because of his special Zera, of Zera Melech of the Melech. In Chanam, I'm its merit, Melech shouldn't have to say. But if we wouldn't require Melech to say, so then people will say that maybe doesn't have to say either. So because of that, Rabbanu Basroi required Melech also to say. So he says, the Rabbi Ram Rabbon Basroi was on the left. He has never been a Chotamei. But the Gemara could mention it as in Nafkimine, in connection with Talekame. So in connection with Talekame, so it doesn't have to be mentioned as in Nafkimine. Talekame Nama Ad Michal Obam Al Kevin Hayim Dino Dine Be'at Yisrael. So the Gemara does mention Mimdino Dine Be'at Yisrael. So the Melech, Eretz Yisrael Mechutz Moretz, and right now the Gemara assumed that Mimdino Dine Be'at Yisrael also. I mean, there is no communication and transportation. So the Melech, there is no difference between Mimdino Dine Be'at Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael Mechutz Moretz. V'hod mikom ha'get mikoyim mikim na'ayeh. Mishum de'havi b'chor de'asuyah b'trei d'dol mikoyim. Now, that's who you betray. So one of the nafkemines between Rabistan and Robistan is the case where two shmuchim don't even get. So Rashi explains it, that's who you betray. So according to Rabbi, he has to say Falechtam, Falechtam. According to Rabbi, the time is because it's in the Kaime, he doesn't have to say Falechtam, Falechtam. That's who you betray, Pirish HaKuntres. Imam Dolam, he should eat him to in the Kaime, and he can know וקושת, דעותו בקיפת אורו לו, שהיא מוזמונת מקיימי, כשיוב יעבר ויערי. So he asks, so how does Rashi explain? The reason is why according to Rove, if two שלוחים deliver a get, so we don't have the same for Nachtam and Nachtam. Because according to Rove, the whole purpose of Nachtam and Nachtam is to have the possibility of Jir Bashlar. So if two shluchim deliver the get, so if the Baal is married, so then the same shluchim will authenticate, will verify the get. So this is how Rashi explains it. Vikoshe, the auto be kife tolu, shiyu mizmoni vikaimei, kife means a cage, prison. In other words, are we going to put the two shluchim in prison in a cage and to keep them ready so that they should be available? If at any moment the Baal shows up and he contests the get, so then we tell them, oh, now we let you out from the cage and you be mikayim again. We're not going to keep them in the cage. So the neighbor, Molefshach, if Yichutz Moretz is in a mitzvah mikayim, so even if two shluchim deliver it, we still should be cheshish. Maybe, let's say a week later, the Baal will show up, will be Maharir, and these two shluchim will be gone. Shemzor kashya ba'olai vein, dirobo li ta'asuyah bitrei, kach shovin, shnayim min ashut, shemakirim chsimes ha'eini. So why dafki if two shluchim will live in the get? Suppose, when the shliach will live in the get,